Meadow Glade Road is now a no stopping, but I assume that's because of the school there, McGilvery School, but is that not just going to force all the stoppers onto Glen Eagle Drive and surrounding streets? So are we really solving anything other than just pushing it off Meadow Glade onto Glen Eagles, you know, and then we'll be getting calls from all the residents in Glen Eagles complaining they can't get out of their driveway. And so I'm just giving you a couple of high level questions. Centerfield Drive, now that's become a no parking anytime on the west side of, actually, yeah, on the west side, which 91 meters north of Regional Highway 2 and Highway 2, okay, I get that, but then Cloverfield to Nash Road, so the entire west side of Centerfield is now off limits for parking, so so even during the day, nobody, you know, if a resident has three vehicles and they've only got parking for two, they can't park in front of their house if they live on the west side, so then the neighbors on the east side will be complaining that everybody's parked in front of their house. And so now, I just, help me out here with, you know, Church Street in Bowenville, no parking anytime, and is that, so I don't want to go through all my questions, but.
If it helps, I find it an overwhelming document as well. But the bottom line is, this is simply the amendments we've made over the years. This is the existing situation. It's not proposals. I couldn't handle this if this was proposals.
So, okay, well, I guess I didn't have time to drive around all weekend and check, but so you're not supposed to stop on Cedar Crest Beach Road. Do you want to give me the ticket now, or what?
I can't do that. If I could, by all means, I would. This is simply a housekeeping thing. And the reason for it was very simple, is that there had to be some comfort level with people that are enforcing it, that the bylaw is representative of what's out in the field. That's why this was done. So this is the start point, sort of now, and any other amendments will be made to this bylaw.
So I'm glad I stopped after page 50. That's all I'm saying now. Okay, thanks.
You're not alone, Councilor Neal. I share the same concern.
What's that?
I share the same concern. That was my understanding as well. Mayor Foster.
Well, thank you. I mean, I echo Councilor Neal's concerns. I'm looking, for example, on Beach Street, where people do park, if I'm reading this correctly, and, you know, boy, I will look forward to living through more parking concerns for the older adults. So, Mr. Cannella, given that this is the bylaw, you're suggesting that these are the existing rules and we're simply, I guess, signing. But, you know, Meadow Glade, people stop. You know, people shouldn't be driving their kids to school, but you know what, they do. You know, that's, I wonder if that's a battle that we just don't give up on. Planning upstairs, by the way, just had a fit that I said that out loud. But shouldn't we, if the reality is that we have laws in place that we aren't enforcing and that people don't know about, shouldn't we be doing this the other way around? And instead of saying I'm going to sign stuff that, you know, where people are stopping now, shouldn't we be changing the bylaw to recognize that it's, I don't know, an accepted practice in some of the cases anyway?
Simply put, this is what exists out in the field. That's what staff did. The enforcement, be it the police or our own people, are using this document on a go-forward basis. If there's some suggestions to change something, at least now we have everything documented well, and any further changes can be done and there'll be a level of comfort that everything can be enforced to its fullest.
Thank you. So through you, Mr. Chair, the clerk, and I've got two of them. I'm thinking for, you know, Meadowglade is a great example where on a regular basis, I see people parked to pick up their kids, and this is on the east side of Prestonvale. If I'm reading this correctly, that's a no-stopping area now.
Through the chair. Okay, so as Mr. Cannella has indicated, staff have been using these rules, but we've been using them to educate the residents, the people parking there, but without the schedules being caught up to the work that we were doing, tickets were unable to be issued. So it's been an educational process at many of the school areas, and now the tickets can actually be, once approved by council, the tickets can actually be issued.
So I'll share concerns on Meadowglade as an example. Those of you familiar with the area, you know, it is very clearly signed where you can and cannot stop, and it doesn't include those areas. So, you know, the drivers immediately across from the school, which makes a degree of sense. I think we're potentially getting ourselves into a whole world of grief with this. So, you know, while if we move this forward today, I'll support that. I'll be taking another look at it. But I really think we all need to take a look at areas that we're familiar with and maybe have some dialogue to figure out what makes sense and doesn't make sense. But I think the bylaws guys and we're going to end up getting the phone calls and the letters. Madam Clerk, you've got an opinion.
I have a very weak opinion at this point in time because I don't know all the intricacies of all of these schedules. But I can assure council that Mr. Cannella's staff in updating these schedules, bylaw enforcement worked also with the engineering staff in reviewing these and in discussing the areas of issue that we have recognized, and certainly what Mr. Cannella's staff have recognized as issues as well.
All right. Well, you know what, Mr. Chair, I'm going to give you a motion to refer this to the next GG, and I'm just going to look at the clerks. Do we have a killer session? Do you know for the next GG? I'll give you that motion.
Councillor Neal, any discussions? Call a vote. All in favor? And that's carried. So it's referred to the next GG. We're not reprinting. Okay. So that can. Councillor Swartz?
This is not about the motion, but on the report itself, I think it would have been helpful if there had been an explanation at the beginning that this is actually just reflecting what's on the ground.
Mr. Cannella, care to comment?
Sure. I can add a specific sentence that says that's reflects what's existing.
I did have my hand up. I had a question in regard to now it's been referred. Can I still?
You question? Can. You can still ask.
Well, technically, the matter is not before us. There will be an opportunity. Well, we're in the.
You saw my hand up, didn't
you? Oh, yes. So we're in the Ask the Department Head section right now. So I am sure you can.
Okay. My question was just, and I appreciate what staff has done. It's a lot of work and a lot of reading. I just, after we've gone through what we went through on the weekend with some of our, one of our big events, and a lot of our big events depend on parking in different areas, and I'm looking at our Concerts in the Park series that's coming up, we will have no place for anybody to park in Bowmanville. So let's throw that out there.
Yeah, that's up. So any further questions for the department head? Mr. Canella? No? Okay, so that's it. Thank you.
Okay, we're the Emergency Services and Fire Department, and we have two reports in front of us. First one is ESD 002-19, Emergency Services Activity Report, Quarter 4, 2018. Councilor Hooper? Mayor Foster, seconding? Any questions? Councilor Neal?
Madam Chair, through you to Chief Weir, is it possible to find out for 2018 how many of the fire calls had, I guess, four men on a truck?
Sure, I can look that up and I'll respond to you by memo.
And the 75 fires / explosions, so does that include where it would have been responded to by part-timers, non-career, I'm not sure what the current terminology is for volunteer firefighters. Like, in other words, it's responded to by all different types of trucks, right?
That's responded to by Clarington Emergency Fire
Service. Sorry, I couldn't hear that.
I say those calls, or the report is there, I think there were 75. That would have been responded to by staff with CEFS, whether it was the volunteers or career, they probably both would have been involved.
All right. Okay, and then is it also possible to break that down by station? Like, or does that make any sense doing that? I guess because different stations will, even if a fire's in Newcastle, station one will respond, I assume, right? Is that how it works?
Through the chair, as I've reported before, generally any call within the municipality has a full-time truck responding, and if it's in the rural areas, Orono or Enniskillen, the volunteers would be dispatched, but a career truck would be headed that way as well.
Okay, and then through the chair, is it possible to find out, I'm just going from memory, but I think it was 4 minutes was the sort of expectation once the call came in through 911 or whatever, the center in Oshawa, that they'd be, quote, on the air and within 4 minutes? Is that the goal?
Through the chair, I'm not sure it's 4 minutes, but yeah, you want to know the time of the average response?
Yes, please. Yeah.
I can provide that. I'll be honest, it won't be, it'll be skewed because of often in the rural area, it may take 5 or 10 minutes before they book on the air. So I'm not sure what relevance it'll be for you, but I can get
well, we're always hearing about the need for more firefighters, right? So I'm just trying to get a sense of how the servicing is breaking down and so on. So I recall from years past that, you know, there was 4 minutes was the, I thought it was 4 minutes was like the, in an urban setting at least, that was the expectation that firefighters would be there within 4 minutes.
Through the chair, yeah, I don't think we could ever achieve that 100%.
So there's no significance to 4 minutes at all?
Well, sooner than later, certainly, but okay. If we're benchmarking or you want to benchmark 4 minutes, then you will have to look at substantial hiring.
So, okay, so you're going to at least say what the average response was, is that fair enough? For the fires, I'm talking to the fires, right? Okay, thank you.
Mayor Foster?
Thank you, Madam Chair. So, Chief, when you're looking at the number of the frequency of men on truck, I don't want to create a lot of work, but I'm I'm thinking back to Councillor Hooper's experience. Can you include how many firefighters ended up at the scene? So, and Councillor Hooper, I don't want to put words in your mouth, but I think it was your mum's place where, you know, you had this, I'm not saying this in a bad way, overwhelming number of firefighters. There were, I don't know how many guys were on the first truck, but a significant number of firefighters. So I think not just the guys in the truck, because people are left with the opinion or the impression that perhaps all you've got are three guys there, when in fact there's, you know, a significant number of guys that show up. Is that doable? Is that a...
Through the chair, so I'm clear, for the fires, you want to know how many men or firefighters attended?
Yeah, if you're doing, you know, how often a truck rolls with four, you know, how many firefighters? I caught that, right? That's why I said how many firefighters instead of guys. You know, how many firefighters responded?
Total.
Yeah, is that pertinent?
Yeah, no, we can do it.
Okay, good. Thank you.
Any further questions? Call the vote. All in favor? Any opposed? Not sure. Okay. We have the ESD 00319, Emergency and Fire Services 2018 Annual Report. I thought we voted on the first one. Yeah. Quarter four was the first one. This is the annual one. Do you want to move your questions to this report?
I don't think I can do that now. Sorry, I was on the highlight, one with all the pictures, okay? I was on picture here. It's a current picture.
We're on the picture report now, Councilor.
Okay,
Neal.
Sorry. I didn't realize we were on Q4 only. Sorry.
Councilor Hooper. Moving it. Councillor Jones seconding it. Mayor Foster, you have a question? No? All right. Any questions? No questions? Oh, Councillor Hooper.
I just have a couple of questions. Great report, by the way. And when I was doing the fire prevention, in the very first bullet, it says heating equipment is the second leading cause of home fires. What would be classed as heating equipment, like space heaters and things like that? Is that what you're talking about, or...?
That, through the chair, wood stoves, those types of things as well.
Okay. And one other question in regards to fire suppression, where it talks about firefighter survival. This year two of our full-time fire attend a specialized training course in firefighter survival. Is that where they go, like what, not unlike what we did when we go downtown and go to the tower and do the, where they do entanglements and stuff like that and how to deal with those things? Is that what that is?
Through the chair, it's very similar, yes. We had some of our staff train and now we've brought it back and we're doing it in-house. But yeah, it's basically takes you through entanglement, different observations upon when you arrive and what you'll see and those types of things. So
and you said that they're doing it now in-house as opposed to sending somebody to, you know, off. Good, thank you. Thanks very much.
Okay, can I call the question? All in favor? Any opposed? Oh, everyone's in favor. Okay, it's passed. Any questions for the chief? But we're running out of time. So, Councillor Hooper?
I just have a quick comment. I'd just like to say thank you to you and your staff for Cedar Crest Beach. Staff are down there, have been down there quite regularly lately, and I know the residents are very appreciative. Anything you want to add in regards to it? I know we're not out of the woods yet, as far as or out of the water, I guess you'd say. In regards to, you have to end an extension. I'll give you the extension. I'm not going to be long. It's going to be 5 minutes.
Okay, 5 minute extension.
So
all
I didn't know
in favor. All in favor. Okay.
I didn't know whether the chief wanted to respond in regards to that.
Through the chair, I just want to extend, I know a lot of kudos are going towards fire. It really, the emphasis too should be with our operations department, Steve Brake, Fred Horvath, and his staff, because we're working in partnership, you know, moving sand, moving bags, and all that. So it's a great effort that way. And we are seeing a better result this year, both with the residents and community volunteers that are helping us out when we're putting the call out. So we need to thank them as well.
And if I can just add to that, I think you had a very good idea. Some came through from a suggestion that was brought, sent to you, I believe, that we could get some of the students more involved in regards to, should be a big shout out to them too for thanking them for their involvement as far as building bags at the school locations too. So thank you.
Through the chair, just as a quick update, I reached out to the high schools last week. Clarendon Central behind us here jumped on board on Friday, built us 1,000. Bowmanville High is doing that today. And I had to take a call. Clark is going to jump on board this week. And I think Curtis High School is rethinking, and now they want to get on board. So it looks like we're going to have a 4 high schools getting involved, which is great. Just relieve some of the work that our staff may need to do.
Thank you. Thanks.
Councillor Neal.
I guess through you to staff, any sense of what the overtime is at this point that's been booked or logged or whatever? Cost? Last one.
From fire anyways, not a lot of huge overtime. We've been trying to do most of the stuff during the day in the community events. There are some costs and everything's being tracked. I know operations is tracking their costs as well, but...
Is there a number?
We can probably get you a number.
I'd be interested.
Nothing else? Then we'll close this portion of the meeting. What about lunch? Who decides? Is it up to me to?
Well, who's the community services chair?
All right. Nobody.
Well, we got 3 minutes.
We'll do adjourn to 1:00.
All in favor? Okay, lunch.
I will call the meeting to order. We have first community services report, CSD-003-19. These are the rates and fees 2019 to 21. Can I have a mover, please? Councillor Hooper, seconded by Mayor Foster. Questions or comments to the report? Mayor Foster. Joe. Councillor Neal.
Thank you, Madam Chair. Through you, I wonder, in the future when we get these, we're comparing rates. Would it be possible to get a column that shows the percentage increase? So this is what we all do. We all go and go through it, and I think a simple addition to the spreadsheet would really help us out, is if you could do that.
We can. I think that the report, it's been a while since I've been through it, but it does suggest that we've been looking at the 2 to 3%. In some areas where we found in moving to an hourly kind of rate, there was some discrepancy with that. So in some cases, we're moving where we have to maybe move 20 or 30%, we're taking 8 or 9%, but those are rare. For the most part, it's 2 or 3%. Short answer is yes, we will in the future, Your Worship.
Perfect, and I mean, the rates are, for the most part, minimal. Some of them have actually gone down. The only question I'd ask, so on page 285, I just read a thing about how seniors have probably seen the greatest increase in overall earnings. But for the luncheons, we've got the per visit fee. $8 is a base fee that's going up to $8.50. Is there anything specific with that? My fear is if you've got a senior, anyone for that matter, but this is focused on seniors, this might be a source of a lunch they wouldn't otherwise get. I know it's only 50 cents. But are we subsidizing that hugely? And to leave that at $8, would it cause us huge grief?
It's hard, through the chair, it's hard to define hugely, but we are subsidizing it. Staff felt that we were subsidizing it a little bit more than what we probably would be our norm. They feel that this is a very tolerable fee. It's what the older adult community seem to want, to move towards these types of special events as opposed to the daily programming. I don't know that it's too expensive to move into this direction, but if that's your desire, we can amend it.
So, I'm going to leave it up for, I'll leave the thought out there for other members of council, but of those, it wouldn't hurt my feelings at all if we stayed at the $8. Mr. Carr, I want to thank you, and please pass thanks along to your staff for all of this.
Okay, thank you. I had Councilor Neal next. Questions? Yep.
Yeah, I think I tried to point out that on page 280 and where they have these 10 visit passes, you don't make it abundantly clear what the what it costs for the 10 visit pass itself. That's all. You could maybe clarify that it's
through the chair. Again, as mentioned in the report, we are trying to move towards an hourly fee structure for all of our services and all of our rentals. So where we have a fee that in the past was arbitrarily $80 an hour for 10 visits, let's say, we're trying to move that to $8 an hour, and we would move forward on that basis. In this particular case you're referring to on page 280, is that correct, Councillor?
Yeah, well, I guess, like, if I drop in and say I want to buy a 10-visit pass for
right.
fitness that, drop-in, that, how much am I going to be charged for
that? That's a new fee, so that's 10 visits, and what we're proposing for the 219 base fee of $8.30 would be the fee. So moving forward, it's $8.30 for 10 visits or $83.
$83, right? So should it not say $83? That's all.
Again, Councillor, we're trying to move towards an hourly fee basis, and we're giving you both this year so that you've got your base to start, but moving forward, staff will bring these forward on from an hourly perspective.
So I'm not clear then how the 10 visit pass works. Like, what's the...
It's semantics, I think, is what we're talking about. It is 83. We're not advertising it that way. We're advertising it based on an hourly basis or per visit basis. I do have my staff here if I'm mistaken or saying something I shouldn't. Am I not answering your question, Councillor? Could I have staff come up? Maybe
so
come up.
Could I invite you to...
Leanne Reck is our manager of client services and responsible for this report. Not me, she is.
through you, Madam Chair. It's not going to be advertised that way to members of the public, so that is the internal document that we can build the system, because we currently use the ActiveNet system to sell all of those registrations, facility permits, all of those types of things to members of the public. Right now, we're not leveraging some of the efficiencies in that program, so we can go in, excuse me, set that per visit rate. It will do the automatic calculation for the 10 visit fee to the $83, and that's what we'll advertise to members of the public.
So it'll be 83?
Correct.
Okay.
Okay, so to clarify then, it's not actually per hour, it's per visit, the cost.
Per visit, and in some cases per hour.
Okay, thank you. Councillor Neal, more questions?
Well, I just, it confused me a bit by just saying, like, I think when we vote on it, it should say 83, but, you know, Okay. That happened a number of times with your 10 visit passes. So the adult group fitness membership, so that's going up, is it 5% essentially? Annually? Page 282, top of page 282. Just wondering why that is getting increased by 5%. Annual group fitness membership. Through the chair. Well, it's a little bit over 5%. I'm just wondering why that particular item is going up 5%. Like, it seems to be the fitness memberships are going up roughly 5%. I'm just not clear why that is.
So, through you, Madam Chair, when we did our municipal comparators, and looked at the service that we were providing to members of the public, we felt that this membership specifically was a little bit underserviced when we look at the number of group exercise classes that were added to the program slate. The other thing was this was the only membership that we did not include swimming and skating, and we'd received some questions as to why all of the other fitness memberships included the swimming and skating, and this one didn't. So we've added that service into this, which we felt warranted the slightly higher increase.
Oh, I see. So in other words, not only can you have a group session on the bikes or something, you can also go swimming and skate?
Correct.
Okay, I get that. Okay, thank you.
Okay, actually, I have been asked that if you want to move the change to 83, that needs to be done via motion so it can be recorded. So, okay, could I have a second?
So that the 10 visit passes or reflect the 10 visit cost. I don't need a
resolution. It's on the floor now. So are you sure? It's on the floor. We'll just move it, and that way it's done.
There's a few of them.
The wording is that the 10 visit
passes.
And that's seconded by Mayor Foster. I'll call the question on the amendment. All those in favor, all those opposed, the amendment is carried. Okay, we're back on the main motion. I had Councillor Hooper.
Yes, thank you. I just have some questions in regards to, I don't see anything listed in here in regards to pickleball. Is that covered in one area? That
it would be listed in the pay-as-you-go section.
Sorry?
In the pay-as-you-go section, so it's probably the first chart that's following the report under the 55-plus sport drop-in.
So So is that, with the 55 sport drop-in activities, 10 visit new, is that in there too as well? Does that cover that off? Is that what you're saying? Like, I don't see where it's listed as a specific pickleball. Like, I mean, that's one of the biggest things we've got, and I just wondered.
Councillor, they do many activities, and they're all considered drop-in, and all of the drop-in have the same price. If you want us to break out pickleball,
no,
can do that too.
No, Just asking a question. And also on page 285, tournaments new. What is that? $3.25. What is that? Euchre? Shuffleboard?
Through the chair, there are a number of special events and tournaments that are now being requested. So, they're doing euchre tournaments, bridge tournaments, things like that. So we wanted to get a fee that reflected them being able to participate. They're usually day-long events that are ran for the older adult population.
Okay, thanks.
I think this is like 3 years into this, so the demands of the clientele are changing, and we're trying to respond to those. And so, yeah, you will see new programs occasionally.
Do you have any more questions, Councillor Hooper? Okay. Are there
motion
any
for
other?
Second time around.
Okay, so motion for a second time around, seconded by Councillor Jones. All those in favor? And that is carried. Councillor Neal?
Yeah, just sorry. Can I go to your hall rental?
But do you know the page,
rental,
please?
288, page 288. What's the demand like for right now for community halls and so on? Is it?
Okay, Mr. Eck, would you be able to assist?
Sure. Based on our research, they're holding somewhat firm. The area that we see the largest decline is in licensed events. We believe that that's attributed to we're not a full service venue. People need to rent the hall, bring in a caterer, do things like that, and the liability associated with those types of events continues to increase. So that's the one area where we find that There's a little bit of a decline in hall rentals that is seeming to be picked up by some of the special events like the antique show, the butter tart festival, things like that.
So, through the chair, do they also have to arrange for their own insurance? Or how's the insurance handled for hall rentals?
Through the chair, we actually are looking into a way to make that more streamlined. So right now,
like they have to get their own insurance.
They have to get their
own
insurance.
But isn't that proving to be very expensive? Like
it is. So we are looking at a program that will help minimize the cost and make it a little bit easier for people renting the facilities to be able to achieve that.
So if you looked at 2018 versus 2017, how much of a, like, is it possible to just get a revenue comparator between the 2 years? Like, not right now, but.
We can provide that information if that's what you wish. Absolutely, Councillor.
Okay. And you brought up the antique show. There's an email about that, actually.
I just got that email this morning. I responded to the councillor, said I haven't had time to, just read it about 10 minutes ago.
I wasn't going to read it out.
But I'll get the background information and we'll respond to that.
Okay. Is that covered off by, I see you've got a proposal here for, looks like setup, $440 or something like that. Is that exhibit function setup, $440. Current fee hourly is 88. Is that page 289? Second last table, 289. I'm assuming this is what we're talking about, right? Exhibit function?
Exactly. Yes.
You're right. So is this.
Sorry, Councillor, again, I just got that email. I haven't had a chance to talk to the individual, so I can't really say for certain what they're referring to. Or, you know, they make a lot of suggestions there. I'm not sure it's all valid, to be quite honest. So I'll look at that and we'll respond.
No, but I was just trying to understand if we're currently charging a, you say 2018 base fee is $440. And you're proposing to go to hourly of $89.50, right? So is that going to alleviate any of these concerns or not? Or you don't know?
Again, Councillor, I just got the memo a minute ago. I'll respond to it, and I don't know whether it will respond to this particular concern or not, but I'll certainly respond to the concern that was voiced in the email to you. I don't relate that to this.
It seems to revolve around setup. So, okay.
I just don't relate the two. I hear what you're saying, but I don't relate the two.
Okay, thank you.
Okay. All right, so being no more questions or comments on this report, I'll call the question on this report. All those in favor? As amended. And all those opposed? And that is carried. Moving on, the second report on the agenda is the Newcastle Youth Center, CSD-004-19. Do I have a mover, please? Moved by Mayor Foster. A seconder, please? Councillor Jones? All right, questions or comments to the report? Okay. That was easy. Being done, I'll call the question. All those in favor? All those opposed? That is carried. This brings us to community grants. What I'll do is I'll have somebody move it so we can go through it. Mover, please. CSD-005-19, moved by Mayor Foster, seconded by Councillor Hooper. And we'll just give a second here to get settled. All right, so the protocol will be that we're going to move the recommendations in the report and vote on those, and then we will proceed with the breakdown per community grant request. Okay, so that has already been moved by Mayor Foster, correct? Seconded by Councillor Hooper. I'm going to call the question on the recommendations in the report. All those in favor? All those opposed? That is carried. And we'll now proceed with, do we need to move? Okay, so we're going to proceed with the individual grant requests. Now, there's going to be a change from last year. I'm simply going to go around, and whichever grant you wish to move, you can. It will no longer be assigned to go in the order that they're there. So when it is your turn, you will move any amount for any specific organization that you wish to move, and we will just make sure that our clerk can keep up with us and that those listening can also do so. Yes, and your declarations. Councillor Hooper.
I would like to move that. You're talking about the declaration. I'd like to pull my declaration off because I don't have a pecuniary interest because I just sit as a representative on the board.
Yes. Can you confirm the board? Sorry.
Pardon me? Hampton.
Okay, right. So your withdrawal is noted. And Councillors Ward, I understand you also are going to be withdrawing your declaration. And can you just clarify the board?
Oh, it wasn't a board. It was the Orono Crown Lands.
Crown Lands. Thank you. Okay. All right. So we'll proceed, I guess, with Mayor Foster.
Well, here, let's try this. Give you $500 each for 1911. That's the Horticultural Society. 1912, is 1911. 1912 is the Newcastle Horticultural Society, and 1913 is the Orono Horticultural Society.
Because I need to confirm, do you have a seconder, please? 500 for the three?
Yes, correct.
Three horticultural societies, 11, 12, and 13. Do you have a seconder, please? Councillor Hooper? Questions or comments to the motion? Okay, being done, I'll call the question. All those in favor? All those opposed? And that is carried. Councillor Anderson, would you care to move a grant?
So pick one that you want to move and go for it.
I'll have to actually cede the floor on this one because I'd like to. Oh, no. Okay, I'll have to cede the chair then for this one. Mr. Mayor, if you could.
Okay, Councillor Neal, you're giving me a motion that the rest of the grants be closed. Councillor Trail, do you
move to adjourn the meeting?
I'll second.
I like the way you're thinking.
I'll second the motion.
Okay, so Councillor Anderson, you're moving, it was Tyrone, that's 19-04, and that was for how much?
Well, currently
says 3,000?
Yeah.
You want to speak to that, right?
Sure, yes. So just in speaking in favor of the request, it's you guys all got a picture, and I thought a picture is worth 1,000 words. The board this year is looking to replace a very decrepit and dingy-looking water fountain. The intent as well is to include in the new water fountain station a refillable water bottle station. So that's included in the cost in the grant request.
So just to be clear, the motion is for 3,000, and you're seconding that? All right. Anything further? Call the question. All in support? Opposed? Carried.
Okay.
Okay. Councillor Hooper.
Yes, I'd like to move $3,000 for 19-03, the Hampton Community Association.
Great. Seconder? Mayor Foster? Questions or comments to the motion? Being none, I'll call the question. Oh, sorry, Councillor Neal.
So just to confirm, who sits on the Hampton as Community Association? Like, is that just Councillor Hooper as a non-voting representative?
To be honest with you, I don't even sit on the board, but I go to most of the meetings. I think that was discussed probably last term at council that we're not really, we just go there and represent the municipality at their AGMs and things like that. I'm not a voting member, no.
Okay.
As will I think some of the other people. I'm not sure about Salina.
Yeah, so that's why I'm just trying to remember what my status is with Salina. Okay, thank you.
Okay, any other questions or comments? Being done, I'll call the question. All those in favor? All those opposed, and that is carried. Councillor Jones?
I would move for Invictus Powerlifting Incorporated, $1,500.
Sorry, Councillor Jones, would you mind just giving us the number, the line item number?
That is 19-35.
Thank you, and sorry, that was for 5,000?
No, for 1,500.
1,500, thank you very much. Do you have a seconder? Councillor Neal, questions or comments to the motion? Mayor Foster.
So thank you, and I don't know if staff can help me with this. I went to their website. It is Invictus Powerlifting Inc. And the website is all about how you can hire the individual as a coach. I mean, this is quite clearly a for-profit enterprise.
Through the chair, they are registered as a not-for-profit. You know, they may offer coaching services and hold events as part of their services, but they are registered as a not-for-profit.
So, just out of curiosity, and I'd be happy, but could I register a company as a not-for-profit and then bill for my personal time as a coach? The corporation would be not-for-profit, but at the end of the day, I hire myself.
So, through the chair, there are certain rules that not-for-profits must follow in their governance. They might employ staff or have contracts with certain individuals to offer services as part of whatever they're doing, and they would pay those staff accordingly.
So, these things are always difficult. Okay, thank you.
Thank you. And Councillor Jones, I understand you've spoken with the applicant. Perhaps you can shed some light.
Yes, so this has come up before. And we decided at that time not to to grant them any money. But he did meet with me, made a special point of explaining all of the organization to me. He has also been working with the region and their sports tourism and what he is planning for. The request, I think, today is for equipment, but what he is hoping to do is bring the provincials to Clarington, and through the information that he was sharing with me was that this would be a very large event. It would be bringing a lot of people into Clarington, and he would really like to build this as something in Clarington.
All right, thank you. Are there any other questions or comments? Councillor Neal?
So, through the chair, was this in relation to a specific event or just for a future event?
Permissible, I'll ask Councillor Jones to answer.
Right, so I think if you go to the page that describes it a little bit more, it is actually for equipment that he is using this grant for. Which page is it?
Page 385.
Right, so he has asked for a competition rack and calibrated plates and bar, but what he did explain to me is that I think he's renting the equipment from Ottawa, and he's trying to build this so that he can build more, of the equipment, so he can have more of these events in Clarington. I think the provincials he's hoping to get, I don't know if that's now been approved, and he's had a couple other events at local high schools, and he's trying to bring this and build this sport within Clarington and bring more people into Clarington to for tournaments so that they'll be here during the day and spend their dollars in Clarington.
Thank you. Any other questions or comments? Being none, I'll call the question in favor of the allocation of $1,500. All those in support? All those opposed? And that is carried. Okay, Councillor Neal?
So I'll give you a motion for $2,500 for the ACO.
Sorry, can I just get the
07.
Okay, so do you have a seconder, please? Councillor Jones? Okay, questions or comments to the motion for $500 for
2,500.
I'm sorry, is that 2,000 or 2,500?
2,500.
Okay, perfect, thank you.
Okay, so that's 2,500 for 1907 Architectural Conservancy of Ontario. Okay, questions or comments? Okay, I'll call the question. All those in favor? All those opposed? And that is carried. Councillors Ward?
I'll go to 1921, the gathering place, and 2000.
Great, so that's seconded by Councilor Neal. Questions or comments for the allocation of 2000 to the gathering place? Okay, being none, I'll call the question. All those in favor? All those opposed? That is carried. Mayor Foster?
I'll move both 1905, this is the Brownsdale Community Center, and 1906, the Salina Community Center, for $29.99 each.
Okay, and seconded by Councilor Hooper. Councilor Neal?
Apologize, I didn't mean to jump. I don't think I actually have a conflict on that, now that I remember. I'm not actually a board member. I seem to recall that last board meeting they said I wasn't a voter on okay. anything, so that, I think that means I'm just a representative as.
Okay, so you're withdrawing your declaration on Salina?
Yep.
Councilor Jones, you're withdrawing your declaration as well?
Yeah, sorry.
Okay, all right, so withdrawals all around noted. Questions or comments to the motion for the $29.99 for both 1906 and 7? Councilor Neal.
Well, I'm not a big fan of these applicants submitting this number of $2,999 just to avoid providing basically a balance sheet. So I am aware that, for example, Salina has I think roughly $34,000 to the good, so as I recall. So, you know, I think that somehow the message, maybe I'd like to address that at the end of this so that we change that process to address that. So maybe it should be in $500 increments or something. That's probably what I'll suggest.
Would you like to move that? Could you
future.
Possibly move that at the end of the
yeah,
community services
at the end,
portion?
For future.
I agree, I think, okay. Any other questions or comments? Or are you finished with questions? Okay, I'll call the question. All those in favor? All those opposed? And that is carried. Councilor Anderson?
1925.
How much are you giving up?
Okay, and how much would you, are you proposing to move? Okay, seconded by Mayor Foster. Questions or comments? 1 minute, I'm just gonna keep up here. So just to confirm, that was 3,000? Okay. No questions or comments? I'll call the question. All those in favor? All those opposed? That is carried. Councilor Hooper?
Yes, I'll give you 1910, Beaumont Santa Claus Parade. As written, $5,000.
Okay, and a seconder, please. Okay, I don't see a seconder for 5,000. Perhaps you'd like to propose a different amount?
How about 3,000?
So our seconder, Mayor Foster. Questions or comments to the 3,000 for Bowmanville Santa Claus Parade? Being none, I'll call the question. All those in favor? All those opposed? And that is carried. Councillor Jones?
I would move for 19-30, Clarington Ravens, for 3,000.
Okay, so that's seconded by Councilor Neal. That's 3,000. Questions or comments to the 3,000 for the Clarington Ravens? Being none, I'll call the question. All those in favor? All those opposed? That is carried. Councilor Neal?
Yeah, I'll give you a motion on the Bowmanville and District Navy League, number 09 for $2,000.
Okay, do you have a seconder, please? For $2,000 for the Bowmanville Navy League. Isn't it? Councilor Hooper, thank you. Questions or comments? Seeing none, I'll call the question. All those in favor? All those opposed? And that is carried. Councilor's Ward?
I'll do 01 and 02, the Newtonville and Kendall Community Center for 3,000 each.
Okay, do you have a seconder? Mayor Foster, questions or comments? Being none, I'll call the question. All those in favor? All those opposed? And those are carried for 3,000 each. Mayor Foster?
Can I just get that one again? Sorry, I was trying to write it down.
Yep, 3,000 for the Newtonville Community Hall. And $3,000 for the Kendall Community Hall.
Thank you.
Mayor Foster?
Thank you, Madam Chair. 1920, Feed the Need. I'll give you $3,000 for that.
And do you have a seconder? Councillor Jones? Questions or comments?
So what's the amount?
$3,000 for Feed the Need Durham 19-20. Questions or comments? Additional? Being none, I'll call the question. All those in favor? All those opposed? And that is carried. Councillor Neal? Was that not?
No, that was Foster.
Oh, Councillor Jones was seconding it. Sorry. Councillor Anderson, I apologize. Can you put a proposal on the table?
19-22, Boys and Girls Club of Durham, as for the amount written, $2,500.
Thank you. Do you have a seconder for $2,500? Councillor Jones? Questions or comments? One minute, we'll just direct our attention to the relevant page for the Boys and Girls Club of Durham. So it's page 359, and it looks like it's $156,000 in assets.
Sorry, it's blank. No, it's blank because.
Councillor, 359.
Well, the balance sheet's blank.
Yes, we give you a financial summary.
Because it's under $3,000,
your
right?
Question.
It's under $3,000. And nobody has any idea how much they've got to the good.
A financial summary is showing that they're operating at a proposed in 219 at 156,973 surplus.
Okay, thanks. I don't support it.
Okay. Any other questions or comments to the motion? Being none, I'll call the question. All those in favor? All those opposed? Wait, sorry. Can I say that again? All those in favor? All those opposed? And that motion fails. Can we get another one? We need a new dollar value.
Another one?
Yes, that your motion was unsuccessful for $2,500.
Okay, say $1,000 for $1,000.
Okay, do you have a seconder for $1,000 for the Big Brothers and Sisters?
Voted on Big Brothers and Sisters.
Boys and Girls Club.
Well, it was $2,500 and that motion failed.
No, you just said Big Brothers and Sisters.
You said Big Sisters.
Oh, I'm
sorry. And girls
Boys
club,
and Girls
yeah.
Club. Apologies. Not helping here. So the motion on the floor is for $1,000 for the Boys and Girls Club. And we need a seconder still. Councillor Hooper? Okay, questions or comments for the motion for $1,000? Being none, I'll call the question. All those in favor? Okay, and all those opposed? Okay, and that motion fails. Perhaps we'll just either move to deny or move on to a different one.
Move on to a different one.
Well done. Does somebody else have a motion to put forward on the Boys and Girls Club? Mayor Foster.
I'll give you a motion to deny.
Okay, seconded by Councillor Neal. Questions or comments?
Just to speak to that, I thought we could receive for information, which sound a little less draconian.
Isn't that what I said?
Yes. I thought so.
Okay, bonus points for the classical Athens reference, and we will put it on the floor as motion to receive then, seconded by Councillor Neal. Questions or comments on the motion? Okay, questions or comments, any others? Being none, I'll call the question on the motion to receive the request. All those in favor? All those opposed? And that is carried. Okay, Councillor Hooper.
Okay, I'll give you 1914 and 1915, which is a Bowman Allotment Gardens and Liberty Allotment Gardens for, as written, $500 each.
Okay, seconded by Councillor Neal. Questions or comments? Being none, I'll call the question. All those in favor? All those opposed? For $500 each for 1914 and 1915. And that is carried. Councillor Jones?
I would move for application 19-29, the Clarington Swim Club, for 2,500.
Do you have a seconder? Councillor Neal, questions or comments?